When we look overseas today, there's been a couple of things that have occurred overnight. Very interesting indeed. And one of those, of course, was going on in, of all places, Switzerland, where there was a gathering of soccer officials. Yes, the sport of soccer, which, of course, is as clean as a new blanket of snow on the ground, right? You know, maybe not. It has Olympian overtones. And, you know, the way that the sports are run with their big events, the World Cup and with Olympics and how those are awarded, it's very, you know, it's dicey. Let's just face it. And there have been a lot of concerns among those who like, and I'm one of the group that likes soccer, okay? I admit it. I like watching soccer. I love football, I love basketball, I like whatever's in season. And that's always been the case. And all the years I did sports, that's what made it fun for so long, was not being tied into one sport. But I follow the game. I follow the English Premier League. I have a favorite team and have for almost 30 years. And so I keep track of it. And I'm telling you, soccer is just, it's stinky, okay, and at its executive level. And it's not the only thing out there, but there was a big raid that went down in Switzerland overnight, and now six soccer officials have been arrested. And this is pending extradition to where? The United States of America, and thereby hangs a tale. Joining us now, Fox News Radio's Kitty Logan in London, who's been covering this breaking story. Good morning, Kitty.
Good morning. Well, yes, the U.S. Justice Department says that nine high-ranking FIFA officials have been indicted, two of those are vice presidents. So this goes right up to the top, excluding FIFA president Sepp Blatter himself at this stage. Five sports marketing executives indicted as well. And as you mentioned, there were a number of arrests this morning in Zurich and Switzerland. Police arrested. Now they've updated that to seven people, and all of those face extradition to the U.S. on 47 counts of corruption involving racketeering, wire fraud, and money laundering. Now, the charges come back to the U.S. because that is where some of those alleged crimes occurred.
Kitty, there's a great line in the movie Casablanca where Claude Rains says, he's the Inspector Renault, and he goes, "I am shocked to see that gambling is going on, Rick, at this establishment." Okay, well, soccer fans are going to look at this and roll their eyes and say, wow, it's about time. How much of that, though, will also soccer fans, football fans for you there in the United Kingdom say, well, but the United States is involved, some of this could be sour grapes over losing the World Cup?
Event. I don't think that any of this comes as a surprise to fans, as you say. There's been a lot of suspicions going back now for years, and it's interesting that the U.S. attorney says that this corruption spans at least two generations. So really no big surprises about the news. The U.S. involvement, yes, maybe, but sour grapes, I don't know. That would be pure speculation at this stage. What is interesting to note is that separate to these U.S. charges, Swiss authorities have started criminal proceedings against some individuals suspected of mismanaging the rights to host the 2018 and the 2022 World Cups. Remember, that went to Russia and Qatar, respectively. A lot of raised eyebrows at the time about those decisions. So it's interesting to note that that is being investigated as well, and a lot of suspicions about why those countries were awarded the World Cup.
Well, I think from our perspective here, too, there is some worry here, both looking forward and backwards. You talk about Qatar and losing that bid. Many in America felt like it was a lockdown. It should have gone to the U.S. But if they're going back enough here, back into the 90s, there were also those involved with the game who said, wow, how did we luck out with the 94 game when maybe there were others who were more worthy? And if it is in that time frame, this could come back and bite some folks as things come to light with the United States as well. It's all speculation, but the time frame of it is very interesting.
It's interesting timing because FIFA was due to meet in Zurich. It is still due to meet in Zurich to elect a new president. The current president, Sepp Blatter, was set to win a fifth term. He was the favorite to win. Now, that vote says FIFA will still go ahead. FIFA says it is cooperating with the investigation, but it will carry on business as usual. Well, as much as it can carry on business as usual, but certainly this is a really momentous occasion for them. It's a huge earthquake within their organization. They're going to have a lot of soul searching now, given this news. But this is an ongoing story. We're hearing developments, updates throughout the day that some Swiss bank accounts related to FIFA have been seized, that the headquarters in Zurich was also raided by Swiss police documents and electronic data taken. So this could just be the tip of the iceberg.
Is Blatter completely in the clear here, or is that still to be determined? Because he's one of the most unpopular ruler. That's almost the right way to put it. He almost is a ruler, but he is one of the most unpopular leaders of a particular sport and the most popular sport in the world that there's ever been. I mean, he's very, very unpopular. How does he survive this?
Well, that is a very good question. He is not involved at this stage. None of the allegations include him. He has not been indicted. He was not arrested this morning. But many people are asking a lot of questions already, saying, well, how could he not know he's the president? How could he not be responsible? And as you say, many fans in the past have asked why he's had so many back-to-back terms as president. He's not been popular with a lot of people, but he's also apparently a survivor. So let's see where it goes from here. It will be interesting now to see how this vote plays out. FIFA, as I say they will go ahead with a presidential vote as planned. It will be interesting to see what happens to him if he is reelected. But let's see what the events of this morning might have done to change that.
And what other money might change hands? Oops, there I said it. Okay. Kitty Logan reporting from Fox News Radio's Bureau in London. Kitty, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
All right. It's 8:46. I can't help but say, there's something about the leadership of the sport at the worldwide level that has been both established as corrupt for so long. Again, it's like bidding on the Olympic Games. You just know it's going to happen. They grease the skids. They call it just the cost of doing business. And they don't blink an eye. Well, perhaps they're blinking now because the extradition is being prepared right back here to the United States of America. And then as this goes on, who knows what will come out from this. It'll be fascinating, utterly, to watch and to follow.